named Junior, named after his father, he said, he said he was named Junior White.
If he has his father's, you know, features, his father's nose, chin, and arm, you say...
I said he looks like his father.
Would this be the only way to say that?
Favors his father. He used that expression.
If a person's family comes to adulthood, you say that they've done a good job by their family. What else might you say?
Well, I used to say they've raised a good family.
My brother's son would be...
would be my nephew.
Or in my case, it would be my nephew.
Your nephew.
And my father's sister would be...
your aunt.
Would you have any variation on that term?
No.
Some people say widow.
Yes, I've heard that expression.
You say that yourself?
No, no, I don't. Now, my father-in-law, that's a favorite expression of his. I've heard him say that. Both words, widow, you know what I mean.
All the people that are related to a person would be...
relatives. Well, I call them.
That's your standard expression?
Well, I can either say they're my relatives or they're my family. I use the word family to denote all of them. Kinfolk.
How would you think of an illegitimate child?
Well, that's the term I use. That's about all the expression I ever use. Illegitimate.
In legal language, if you, in some way, describe someone, they do it.
Child born out of wedlock is a legal term. It's about the only one I recognize.
Humorous expressions to use for childless. Humorous and light expressions.
Oh, Carmen's grandfather used to say a woods coat. That's a common one, a woods coat. I used to ponder myself where that expression comes from. Woods coat.
Some of these you never forget.
No. But if I, how that it would be derived from that.